This is the ColoradoHockey.com podcast. The Avs Nation is alive with anticipation. There's some strange, quirky weirdness happening all over the place, including some hilarious videos by Sidney Crosby and our own Nathan MacKinnon. It's always cool to see these players out of context, but it's absolutely hilarious to see them do something that they're not good at, like work at a fast food restaurant and try not to crack up and try to get an order right and do all the things that other people find so simple. I mean, they're brilliant, right? These are elite athletes, but get them out of context and they're human just like us. That's fun. If you haven't already seen these videos, be sure to check the show notes on this post for the podcast and go watch all of them because they're all hilarious and it's going to get you happy and giddy and ready for the game tonight. And in other Avs awesomeness, check out the tattoo on this post from Kevin, who got the Avalanche logo tattooed into a collage of other things on his arm, but it's hard to see right away, and that's what makes it really awesome, is it's totally blended in, has its own feel to it, and he's representing the team that he loves. How cool is that? Go Avs. Did you hear that noise? That means it's going to be a random podcast. I'm going to be jumping from one thing to another, so every time you hear this noise, that means we moved on. Forget everything you just heard and listen to this next bit. All right, here we go. So do you know how awesome it is to be a fan in Colorado of major sports, especially hockey? It's pretty awesome because there's a lot of people who love it just as much as you, and a handful of them make some pretty awesome gear that represent the team, the players, and the whole vibe that's going on. One of my favorites is 5280 Shirt Shop. Go check them out, check out the hockey, but then check out everything else. If you're into the football, if you're into the baseball, they got you covered. Really cool shirts, definitely different than you're going to see anywhere else, including a couple shirts from Kevin Goff, including the Burgundy Brigade and the Balls on the Table shirt. The infamous Balls on the Table shirt. Another one I think you should really check out is called Sports Chirps. These guys are pretty cool. They got some cool shirts. They have the Landeskog shirt. They have a Ginner shirt. And all of the things that they do go towards the charity of choice from the player that they're representing. So go to the site, look at the links, click on the links, check out those shirts, and also check out the About section on Sports Chirps so you can understand what they're doing. It's a really cool idea and a cool cause. Last but not least, of course, Avs fam. My favorite, my contribution to the Avs Nation, to the hockey sphere, to the people who run around wearing shirts with hockey players and their names on them. This is what I think is awesome, and I hope you find it awesome too, so check that out at avsfam.com. What other hockey awesomeness could I possibly have to talk about? Well, check this out. The Avalanche app, if we're being honest, at one point was kind of crappy, but they've fixed it up. It's good to go. It's ready for the game. And if you can't watch the game, which you can't tonight, unless you have a magical feed to watch a preseason game, then you're going to need to keep up somehow. And this is the way to do it. Go get this app, watch it. It updates quickly and it's awesome. You can be a part of the game. You can still be a part of the Avs fam on Twitter, and you will gain plus 10 awesome points just for having it on your phone. If you don't know where to find it, check out the link on the podcast post and you can get right to it. We interrupt this podcast to bring you some breaking news from avsfam.com. It turns out that two players have been moved in a recent roster move meant to make room for new players. The two players are Jan Hayda and the Hayda Bomb shirt, and Danny Briere and the Danny Boy shirt. This isn't a big shock, but I guess we all knew it was coming. Either way, these guys will be moved to the $10 team, aka the shirt that will never be made again team, aka the I'm going to wear the hell out of this shirt for the rest of my life team, and you can get it now for $10. So if you love these players like we do and you want to pay your respects to them, by all means, go to avsfam.com, take $10 for each shirt, walk out a hero. Okay, back to the show. Okay, so let's say that you've watched the game. You saw it on the phone. You did all the things you would do during a game, but that's not enough for you. Your life isn't complete without a way to go back and recap the game and get somebody else's thoughts on the game, on the moves, on the players, on everything that happened. What would you do? Here's what I would do. Here are my sources for recaps of games, for intelligent thoughts about hockey, and just some good writing in general. And this isn't a complete list. If I leave you off the list, it's not personal. It's just this is who's in my rotation right now. Here we go. Oh, and in no particular order. Okay, so BSN Denver, they're always quick with the info. When I wanted to find out how long EJ had been signed for and at what terms, I went to BSN. It's good writing, quick writing, and definitely in the rotation. Next up is Burgundy Brigade. Yeah, it's good stuff. He's got some good writers, and the player profiles are definitely in-depth. I like it. The Hockey Writers, very good, including a podcast alumni, Sebastian Headley Noble. And for giggles, check out something very official like the Denver Post. There's some good writers there too. They don't always say what I want to hear, and maybe they are or aren't right all the time. I don't know. Okay, I'd like to take a moment here to put out the official feelers. If you know about some writers, some people on Twitter, some podcasts, some radio shows, some awesomeness that I am not aware of, I need to know about it. Tell me. Hit me up on Twitter, at Hockey Colorado, and tell me about it. I want to know, seriously, and we'll put it on the podcast or something like that so everybody can know and we can all enjoy it. Uh-oh, that can only mean one thing. There's a new update. It turns out that there's one more member being sent down to the $10 team. Wow. Okay, so Ryan O'Reilly is now on the $10 team. The coolest shirt that was ever made by an Avs fam is now $10. It's yours, and it'll never be made again. So, yeah, well, there's that. Anyways, back to what we're doing. I'd hate for you guys to think I was getting negative or anything, but there is one thing that pisses me off, and this is also a call to action, so wait for the ending. Turns out it really sucks when you know there's hockey being played by your favorite team and you can't watch the game. That sucks. Dramatic pause right here. Okay, so I would really like to watch a preseason game because these are some of the players I'm never going to get to see. These prospects are coming on and playing for their jobs, for their lives, for the things they've been doing for their entire life to try to get to this point, and I can't go see it unless I pay for it. Guess what? I've got a life. I've got these other things going on that I have to take care of too, so I can't make it to all these games. But wait, a light bulb has gone off over my head. What if these were televised? Wouldn't that be amazing? How would you like to see a game on TV with the prospects? I would. I say to you, get Periscope out, get a feed going if you're at the game, and share it with the rest of us until Kroenke and the Avs and the NHL can get it together and make sure that every game that's ever played is on TV for me to watch. All right, I'm off my soapbox. So last but not least, especially if I think of another thing again, a new arrival has graced us today. The Colorado Hockey shirt exists. It's a real thing. It's awesome. It lives on your chest if you get a shirt or a hoodie. And it's forever yours. You should definitely check those out. Again, an Avs fam. This wasn't meant to be a full Avs fam like podcast, but that's where all the coolness is happening right now. There's a lot of cool things going on over there. Go check it out. Definitely check out the new Colorado Hockey shirt. And stay awesome.